From Washington, this is VOA News. Hello, I'm Steve Miller. The United States has forbidden any new dealings with Venezuelan debt or equity. It's Washington's latest move to pressure the repressive government of President Nicolas Maduro. U.S. Ambassador to the United Nations Nikki Haley told reporters that Washington was not going to tolerate the dictatorship Maduro was trying to create.
At this point, we felt like because we're not seeing any progress towards lifting up the Venezuelan people, and we see more of the power grab that Maduro is trying to do, the sanctions were another option to send him a message.
The new executive order that President Trump signed bars U.S. transaction with Maduro's government and the PDVSA state oil company. People along the southern U.S. Gulf Coast of Texas are bracing for the arrival of Hurricane Harvey. The storm is expected to make landfall late Friday or early Saturday. Judge Samuel Neal Jr., a former mayor of Corpus Christi, said the greatest asset for those weathering the storm is patience.
This storm is not going to play out overnight. In fact, AEP told us this morning that when the power goes off, you can expect it to be off, depending on where you are, in the city of Corpus Christi and in Nueces County, 3 to 7 days.
Harvey is expected to pour nearly 100 centimeters of rain over a wide area of the Texas coast. Belgian federal police say soldiers have shot a man in downtown Brussels after he attacked troops with a knife. The federal prosecutor's office in Belgium say the soldiers have killed the individual. Belgian Prime Minister Charles Michel tweeted, "Our security services remain on alert. We are following the situation closely." For other updates, follow VOA on social media. This is VOA News. Afghan officials say a suicide attack on a Shiite mosque in Kabul killed at least 20 people. Two police officers are counted among the dead. One eyewitness spoke about the event.
More than 100 people were wounded in the attack, and around 20 to 25, including men, women, and children, were martyred.
Afghan Interior Ministry spokesman Najib Danish confirmed that at least one attacker blew himself up at the gate of the Imam Zaman Mosque while several others stormed inside. Police cordoned off the area and then went inside. A senior hospital official says at least 20 people were killed in the hours-long siege at the mosque. Mohammed Salim Rasuli, the chief of Kabul's hospital, said more than 50 were wounded, many of them children. Islamic State has claimed responsibility for the attack. Police are taking all measures to maintain law and order in India's riot-hit northern Sirsa district after 29 people were killed in violent protests in the province following the conviction of a gunman in a rape case. Inspector General of Police A.S. Dhillon says authorities were taking appropriate action to control the situation.
We have used requisite force. There are clear orders. We will not let anybody disturb our law and order. We are assessing the situation, and all points to the city are completely sealed, and we are taking requisite action.
Gurmeet Ram Rahim Singh, the head of a social welfare and spiritual group, was found guilty of raping two of his followers in a case dating back to 2002 at the headquarters of his Dera Sanjha Sauda group in the northern town of Sirsa. Supporters rampaged in response, attacking railway stations, petrol stations or gas stations, and television vans in towns across the northern state of Punjab and Haryana. Rescuers in Brazil have recovered the bodies of two children from a river where a boat carrying more than 50 people sank this week. This brings the death toll to 23. VOA's Philip Alexio with more.
The Para State Government News Agency says the bodies of a girl and a boy were pulled from the Xingu River on Friday. Agencia Para says 27 people survived Tuesday's accident. Two people remain missing. On Thursday, another boat carrying 120 people flipped and sank in the northeastern city of Salvador, killing at least 18 people. Philip Alexio, VOA News.
10 civilians, including three children, were killed in a raid by foreign and Somali forces on a farm and barrier located in southern Somalia. The U.S. military has confirmed it supported a Somali operation in the area and said it was looking into the allegations of civilian deaths. From the VOA News Center in Washington, I'm Steve Miller.
That's the latest world news from VOA.